22-year-old Houston resident Samsu Dinjabar was the suspect killed by New Orleans police after plowing a pickup truck flying an ISIS flag into a New Orleans crowd.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible.
Jabbar was an honorably discharged Army veteran. The pickup was rented in a Houston suburb.
CBS News law enforcement contributor Rodney Harrison says police departments throughout the U.S. should now be on alert.
We need to get as much information out as possible so other cities or states need to be prepared just in case there's other plots going on throughout the country.
Former FBI agent and profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says the Bureau will now look at forensic evidence in its search for anyone who helped Jabbar.
They will be looking at computer intelligence. Who was this offender communicating with? So I think at this point, to justify that they're saying that it's likely there are multiple offenders or people involved in this, they're bringing in forensic evidence to back up those statements.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says a big college football game that was to be played in New Orleans has now been rescheduled to tomorrow night.
People are down here in New Orleans not only because it was New Year's Eve and today's New Year's Day, but today is the Sugar Bowl. This was Notre Dame and Georgia. Supposed to happen today. It is postponed now.
At least four people have died in an explosion of illegal fireworks just after midnight in Honolulu. Jim Ireland is the director of Honolulu EMS.
Most of them were burned and also with blast-type injuries.
At least 20 people were brought to hospitals. One person has died in the explosion of a 2024 Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Tesla owner Elon Musk says on X that the explosion was caused by either very large fireworks or a bomb in the bed of the rented vehicle. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson will find out in a few days if he's being replaced or will continue to run the U.S. House, says CBS's Nydia Cavazos. People suffered minor injuries. No closing numbers because the markets were closed today. They'll be open tomorrow with traders eager to recover from 2 weeks of losses. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Thousands of new laws kick in today as the new year begins. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us about some of them.
New laws putting parameters around the use of artificial intelligence are front and center in California. One will prevent the use of digital replicas of Hollywood actors and performers without permission. Kentucky's becoming the latest state to let people use marijuana for medical purposes. In Missouri, stricter fines have kicked in for people using their handheld cell phone while driving. Alabama now offers tax credits to businesses that help employees with child care costs. And in Kansas, they're eliminating its 2% sales tax on groceries. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex and wife of Prince Harry, is starting the new year with her first Instagram account since 2020. Her first post is a black and white video of herself at the beach wearing white and drawing 2025 in the sand on an overcast day. The account already has 200,000 followers. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with scattered flurries and a low around 20. For tomorrow, a partly sunny sky, highs warm to the upper 20s. A cool down with a little more sunshine Friday into the weekend, highs 20 to 25 and partly cloudy. It's 28 degrees right now.
I need love, love to ease my mind. News, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, good evening. It's just after 6 o'clock. Chris Morrow, Happy New Year as we head on into the first evening of 2025. Got to get used to writing the checks different for those of us who still write checks, right? We'll pretend it's summertime for now, even though it's going to be colder than heck the next few days. I've got Mungo Jerry wishing for the best on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright da 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 da,
alright, settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. Summer.
when the weather is hot. You can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da.
From Radio Park to Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits. W-R-G.
Everything's all right. Stevie Wonder, WRJN. For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless favorites. And, of course, Badger basketball back on the air this Friday afternoon starting at 5 o'clock. Matt LePay has the call as the Badgers take on Iowa. Again, it's an early pregame at 5 o'clock this Friday here on WRJN. Badger basketball.
Though you hold
just a little bit longer.
Williams on WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and a chilly forecast. Details on that coming up after the Turtles.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever know near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
For 98 years, we've been your source for local news. Now, we've got timeless hits, too, like that from the Turtles with Eleanor and Chris Morrow. Looking at this first week of 2025, it's going to be cold as far as the forecast goes. Tonight, down to probably about 15 above for a low. Tomorrow's high, 25, a little bit windy, a mix of clouds and sun early, mostly cloudy by Thursday afternoon. Chilly out now with the wind blowing at about 12 miles per hour. The temperature is 21. At Radio Park.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
She's got a ticket to ride.
quite sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure to think twice, sure to do right by me. She's got a ticket.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN. On WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Chris Morrow. Feels like a Sunday night. Nah, it's middle of the week, Wednesday. Many people back to work tomorrow. But I think just as many are not on the roads. I mean, they may be traveling from winter vacations to and from or passing through. But I drove to work Monday and Tuesday, and I take I-94. And it was empty Monday and Tuesday. I imagine tomorrow will be the same thing. Nonetheless, if you are traveling, do it with care, do it with caution, take your time, and keep us on the radio or the app. We've got the timeless hits for you from the Birds.
Time to cast away stones, or time to care. Now if there's a smile
timeless hits on WRJN, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, and Chris Morrow. Looking at our upcoming high school basketball schedule. We continue the tradition of covering those games with Dick Graceffa. And when the holidays are all wrapped up, we're going to be getting games on from Waterford, Burlington, Horlick, Racine Lutheran, St. Cats, all in January. Dick Graceffa has a call for you. You can see our entire sports lineup anytime online at WRJN.com.
Such a cold, dark afternoon. brain. As he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. In Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Saw an ad over the weekend that said Herman's Hermits were coming to our area in February. I think it's February 27th. Always have great shows at the Genesee Theater just over the state line in Illinois. It's Herman's Hermits and the Association together. I'm going to try to find tickets. I don't know if I got to buy them and give them away, or maybe they'll give us a handful to do it. But either way, we want some of you to be there. Keep listening for details to see him at the Genesee Theater with WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and Herman's Hermits.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. Feeling good, just holding you tight.
when the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
King Classic Stand By Me on WRJN. In 98 years, we've been your home for local news, now timeless hits too. And Chris Morrow, glad you're along as we cruise through. It feels like a Sunday night. It just feels like the weekend is coming to an end, but it's really Wednesday night, no doubt. And after our 7 o'clock news from CBS, we'll update you with some great timeless hits. Roy Orbison's coming up, The Four Seasons and The Beach Boys too, all here on WRJN.
is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Law enforcement officials are flooding the zone, investigating the killing of 15 people in New Orleans early this morning. They died when a pickup rammed into a crowd. FBI agent Alethea Duncan.
This is an ongoing investigation that's rapidly evolving.
Reporter Chris Fox